Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Despite all the advancements of modern society, people still find ways to fall through the safety nets and put themselves in danger. Some people are so dumb, no amount of health and safety regulations can keep them around past their self-inflicted expiry date. So without further ado, let's marvel at the unfortunate souls who selected themselves out of the gene pool. Geocaching out. For those with a love for the activity, geocaching is a great way to get outdoors and put their exploration skills to the test. The rules are simple. Use some form of GPS alongside other navigational techniques to find hidden geotag containers in the great outdoors. Once the container is found, you sign the logbook inside and hide it ready for the next geocacher to find. Sounds enjoyable, but for four geocachers in the Czech Republic in 2018, their lack of common sense turned fun into fatalities. According to reports, weather warnings of storms and torrential rains weren't enough to stop this group heading out on their exploration, which wouldn't be so bad had their destination not been this extremely long underground waterway. I wouldn't even go in there in the sunshine. But the group still ventured in, and when the storm pushed a huge wave through the tunnel, the extent of their mistake quickly became apparent. While two of the explorers survived being swept down the tunnel, the other two weren't so lucky. Carried away into a powerful river, they soon drowned and were later found washed up along the shoreline. Worst of all, they never found the geocache. Going on a treacherous trip like that, they should have known they were taking a one-way path to geocaching out. Corona Kiss. If you're a normal, sensible person, you probably understand that people with infectious diseases are probably best given some space. But a man from the Indian state of Madhya Pradesh chose to reject this approach completely after he started telling people he could heal illnesses like coronavirus by kissing their hands. Unbelievably, superstitious folk began taking him up on the offer by the dozen. But with the contact between the healer's lips and countless hands, it wasn't long before, unbeknownst to him, the healer caught coronavirus. And with each hand he kissed, he unwittingly began passing the virus on to other people. Ultimately, 19 people were infected after coming into contact with the diluted healer, though they didn't have to wait long for justice to be administered. By the time the 19th person had been diagnosed, the healer had died from the virus. As far as I can tell, no amount of kissing is going to bring him back. And hopefully, nobody tries. Sanitize sipping. With all the delicious drinks available in our modern society, this next story will leave you asking, just why? That's because in June 2020, a number of people in Santa Fe, New Mexico decided to try drinking hand sanitizer, likely as a substitute for alcohol. Now, it goes without saying that hand sanitizer isn't good for you. But unlike most sanitizers, this particular brand happened to contain methanol, a highly toxic substance. Out of the individuals who were found to have consumed the sanitizer, one was left permanently blinded by methanol poisoning, three were in critical condition, and three more died almost immediately. So unless you want an agonizingly painful death where your insides feel like they're on fire, opt for a tequila shot, not a sanitizer slammer. Eccentric tastes. Ridiculous deaths are nothing new for humans. Indeed, the ability to die in a ridiculous manner seems to go beyond any particular era. This is proven by the story of one man who died on July 14, 1908 in Goldfield, Nevada. The man, whose name remains unknown, was found dead in the street next to an empty tub of library paste. This was a type of glue-like adhesive used to bind paper and was mostly made of water and flour. Apparently, being unable or unwilling to acquire an alternative food source, he'd tucked into the paste, eating most of it. Unfortunately, though, the batch that this fellow had fished out of a trash can appeared to have turned bad, or possibly even solidified in his body while he ate it. Not that it's advisable to consume library paste in the first place, but this guy's meal choice ultimately cost him his life. His unusual demise is commemorated in a gravestone referred to by Goldfield's locals as the Paste Eater's Grave. While truthfully, the guy was probably just super hungry, it doesn't change the fact that this is one seriously embarrassing way to be memorialized. Needing to vent. When the staff at 17th Street Market and Deli in Knoxville, Tennessee opened up shop one morning in June 2019, they expected a day like any other. However, when they turned the in-store stove on, ready for the day's hot food, they never expected the screaming that began coming from inside the building's ventilation duct. When police arrived soon after, they were able to figure out who the source of the screams were. It turned out a heavily intoxicated man had climbed onto the store's roof the night before and attempted to climb down the vent and into the store. But horrifyingly, the vent proved to be too small to fit through, and he became thoroughly wedged. When the morning crew came into work and started the cooker, the heat transferred up the vent, making the metal walls incredibly hot. By the time the police pulled him out, he was already badly burnt and unconscious, and he expired in the hospital a few days later. Whatever's waiting for him on the other side, at least it can't be much worse than the way he went out. Final trick. If you ever find yourself inclined to make the claim that you're immortal, you should think twice before attempting to prove it. If you don't, you might end up like one psychic medium from Chiang Mai, Thailand. His downfall came during an attempt to carry out so-called proof that he couldn't be killed by plunging a sword into his chest. Now, it transpired that he'd performed this supposedly supernatural feat a number of times before and had made it out alive. But that was only because he was actually a big phony and used swords that were designed to break on impact, making it appear like his skin couldn't be pierced. But when he tried the trick again in April 2017, the weapon failed to break and instead penetrated straight into his chest. Unsurprisingly, the human body doesn't tend to appreciate that sort of thing, and he died shortly after in the hospital, making both his fakery and stupidity public all at once. But at least he didn't have to face the embarrassment, I guess. Fashion no-no. Now, it should obviously be commonly accepted that women can wear whatever makes them feel good. But for one Taiwanese woman in 2019, a slightly more practical outfit would undoubtedly have led to a different outcome than the one she met. Known online as the Bikini Hiker, the 36-year-old made a name for herself hiking mountains around Taiwan wearing only bikinis. While her outfits may have been great for the beach, they don't offer the protection of standard climbing clothes, something the Bikini Hiker learned the hard way on several occasions. But the grazes to her legs she sustained after a tumble in 2018 were nothing compared to the fall she took in January the next year. Hiking alone in Yushan National Park in the snowy coldness of winter, she fell down a ravine and was unable to climb out. She called for help on her satellite phone, but poor weather caused delays in the rescue, and by the time help arrived, she was frozen to death. It goes to show, if you want to get online attention, try to avoid doing something with a high risk of becoming a human ice cube, unless you're the real ice cube, of course. No stealing. When some people leave this mortal coil, they leave behind a mystery so bizarre, it truly does seem stranger than fiction. Like when a resident of Calhoun County, Alabama, spotted a skull in their front yard in 2019. Initially, it was unclear where it had come from, until a burnt to a crisp, headless body was found at the bottom of a utility pole, badly decomposed, a fifth of a mile away. Though initially baffled, the police soon put the puzzle pieces together, revealing the utterly crazy truth. The man had been attempting to illegally wire up his home to the street's electricity to get it for free. Unfortunately, though, he didn't seem to have the first clue what he was doing, nor did he understand how dangerous playing around with power lines was. At some point during the attempt, the man made contact with the live wire, shocking himself to death. But how did his head end up so far down the road? Here's the weirdest part of all. The neighbor who discovered the skull claimed his dog had dragged it there, apparently having torn it from the electricity-fried body. Pretty shocking, right? Pain for fame. In the world of online entertainment, it takes a lot of work to make great content and get it seen by as many people as possible. Trust me, I know. And sometimes you have to take risks to reap the rewards. But one Spanish YouTuber tried to reach too high too soon by taking a risk that most definitely didn't pay off. Breaking into a cement factory in the dead of night with a friend, the YouTuber hoped to kick up his numbers from the 6 subscribers he had with an extreme stunt. While wearing a parachute, he climbed to the top of a 165-foot tower, and when the moment was right, he jumped. But disaster struck as he realized his parachute wasn't opening. With nothing he could do, his friend watched on in horror as the reckless attempt at online recognition ended with a loud thud. Ouch. The YouTuber didn't survive, so obviously, that's not a good way to get subscribers.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Sting operation. In life, some of the things we assume are universally understood to be bad ideas are occasionally seen as great ideas by the dimmer folk among us. Like how, if I were to ask you to swallow a mouthful of wasp spray, you'd probably think I'd lost my mind. But in 2019, Boone County, West Virginia saw the rise of an alarming trend. People had begun using wasp spray as an intoxicant, and it turned out to be about as safe as you'd expect. While some reports emerged of milder symptoms after use, including extreme swelling and redness of the hands and feet, as well as erratic behavior, other cases were more serious. 3 people died after the harmful spray triggered allergic reactions following repeated usages, proving to whoever was too dumb to see it before. You don't inhale wasp spray. Shouldn't that be obvious? Go-kart departure. When you think of motor racing accidents, you probably picture high-speed sports cars flipping over a load of times and exploding. But as this next story proves, not all demises on the track are so morbidly mesmerizing to behold. One night in August 2019 at the Showtime Speedway in Florida, 2 people snuck in and started racing around the track in go-karts. But while zooming along, one of the rookie racers failed to spot a guardrail across the lane he was driving in, and he crashed into it at full speed. Wearing no helmet and with no safety harness on his go-kart, he took the full force of the impact and was later declared dead in the hospital. As far as badass ways to die go, death by go-kart has to be last place over the finish line. Taking a tumble. Sometimes generally smart people make incredibly stupid decisions. And in the case of one Philadelphia medical student, one awful decision came at an extremely high price. For reasons unknown, the student had decided it'd be a good idea to jump between the rooftops around his apartment in the northern side of the city. But after several successful jumps, his luck ran out. On his final leap, he came up short and fell 2 stories to the ground below. Though the fall might have seemed survivable from afar, he hit his head on the way down, which proved fatal almost immediately. The unfortunate incident provides an important lesson. It doesn't always take plummeting from 160 feet for a fall to be fatal, and making the foolish decision to mess around at even a slight elevation can prove fatal. You'd think a medical student would know this, but perhaps he hadn't reached the jumping across rooftops part of the course yet. Tis only a flesh wound. In August 2019, one Brazilian man's disastrously dumb, drunken risk-taking did indeed catch up to him. When he and his friends stumbled across an orange snake with white and black stripes, instead of heeding nature's natural color warning, they did the opposite. With the misplaced confidence only excessive drinking can afford, the man picked up the snake in his bare hands and waved it around, mocking the creature. Reportedly, this was normal behavior for the man, and something he'd often be seen doing after a few too many beverages. But the reptile would have the last laugh because it just so happened to be a coral snake, one of the most venomous species in the world. Eventually, it decided enough was enough and bit the man on the hand. At first, he laughed it off and continued to hold the snake. But mere moments later, he was on the ground fighting for his life as the venom made its way around his body. By the time he made it to the emergency room, it was already too late. I don't know what they taught this guy in school, but I can tell you one thing. First-hand experience is absolutely not the best way of learning about how snake venom works. Don't make a scene. For many people who have done bad things in their life, there's often a turning point at which they begin to seek redemption. On the other side of the coin, some people are total pieces of work right up until their final moments. Like one unpleasant man from Cornemont, France, whose drunken plan to hassle the customers and staff of a kebab restaurant one evening in May 2019 proved a fatal mistake. After shouting obscenities, insults, and threats at the people in the restaurant, he proceeded to punch through the front window, severely injuring himself in the process. His lacerations were so bad that within minutes he was on the floor, quickly growing pale. But even as his final moments of consciousness slowly faded away, he continued his barrage of verbal abuse of the people around him. Going out with a bang is a desire for many people, but I wonder how many hope that bang's followed by the smashing of glass and a dictionary's worth of swear words. French swear words at that. Sacré bleu. Weight problem. It's a very real fear for many people that one day they'll bend over and their pants will split from having gained too much weight, or that a chair will collapse when they sit on it. Of course, neither of those are necessarily fatal, but what one unfortunate Canadian tourist experienced in his final moments in Chiang Mai, Thailand can be described as true fatal embarrassment. Disaster struck for the Canadian when he attempted to ride a zipline across a forested creek. While the recommended max weight for zipliners at the spot was 275 pounds, the man reportedly weighed upwards of 300 pounds. It remains uncertain whether he disclosed his full weight or whether the organizers decided to turn a blind eye to his obesity. But regardless, the outcome proved a man of his size should never have been allowed to take the plunge. That's because the moment he leapt from the platform, the rope and safety locks pulled tight and immediately broke, sending him plummeting 160 feet into the forest below. As you can imagine, it was far from a soft landing and ultimately proved fatal. Of course, the accident wasn't entirely this man's fault. There was clearly some serious negligence on the part of the people running the zipline, but there's no denying, being obese enough to snap a harness and fall to your death is one of the most humiliating ends imaginable. A dangerous mix. It doesn't take a genius to know that mixing flammable compounds together without understanding the effects is an outrageously dumb idea. But unfortunately, that realization never occurred for one man from New Zealand back in 2018. In an attempt to improve the efficiency of his metal welding setup, the man decided to try his hand at a little chemistry. Modifying a gas container, he attempted to mix oxygen with acetylene, a highly flammable gas. Usually, these two are kept in separate containers. Though, of course, that doesn't keep them completely safe when there are fate tempters like this around. But in the case of the New Zealand welder, his DIY redesigned container meant that the usual measures for controlling gas flow and stopping too much oxygen being added were absent. This meant that when he attached a welding torch to the container and sparked her up, boom. In a flash, the shed he'd been working in was flattened to the ground, and he was killed in the explosion. Rule number one of explosive compounds? Don't use them as your personal chemistry experiment. Questionable cure. If someone commanded you to guzzle down a mouthful of bleach, you'd probably throw it right back in their face. But unfortunately, religion can make people do some crazy things in the name of faith, as demonstrated by a disturbingly stupid event that occurred in Zambia in 2019. At a particularly faith-focused church, the congregants gathered one April day for what they assumed would be a normal service. But soon their clergyman, who referred to himself as a prophet of God, proposed a new way of purging his congregation of their demons. Insisting it would be an act of faith, he commanded his followers to drink from a bottle of bleach. And with the pressure of their faith overpowering any senses of reason or self-preservation, an alarming number of the congregants drank up right on command. As a result of blindly following a man who, by all means, appeared to be insane, 27 of the churchgoers died, and another 18 were put in critical condition. The lesson here is clear. If your local spiritual leader asks you to do something this dangerous, tell him where to stick it. Call the police and find yourself a new way to worship that doesn't involve guzzling cleaning products. Angle grinder investigation. If on your travels you found a metal object that looked kinda like a bomb, you'd probably get as far away from it as possible, right? Well, when one man from the Polva municipality of Estonia stumbled across an old rusted cylinder that looked remarkably like an artillery shell, he failed to make the connection. Instead, his curiosity was piqued, and he nonchalantly picked the object up and took it home for investigation. But rather than taking the utmost care to avoid triggering the thing, his seemingly total unawareness of what it might be led him to a much more invasive approach. Firing up his angle grinder, the man set to work on cutting the thing open to see what was inside. But seeing as the object was indeed a bomb from a war of the past, the inside became the outside very quickly, because it exploded, killing the man. The phrase curiosity killed the cat comes to mind, though I don't imagine the person who coined that phrase envisioned the cat being killed in the fiery explosion. But then again, cats don't tend to make the supremely bad decision to cut open bombs with angle grinders. That kind of stupidity is reserved solely for us humans. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.